Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horsman and Coach Charlie McKeever from Austin, Texas. We're here in Colorado on a 4th of July weekend, and we want to send a quick message to you. Remember the movie City Slickers when Billy Crystal was riding with Curly and asked him what the secret of life was? What was the secret of happiness? And Curly said, there's one thing.
Your finger?
your finger? He said, there's one thing. He said, it's for you to figure out. And when you figure it out, you've got everything. So this video is about the one thing we want you to know about what we believe is the foundation of a man's happiness, a sense of calm, peaceful, deliberate, liking himself, self-respect. And we're going to talk about that one thing in this video. And you might have already guessed what it is because it's two dudes on a video in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of dogs talking to you. And we're actually talking to ourselves here, which is why we're making this video. This has to do with the importance of having at least one other man in your life that you can talk to. Real stuff. A real conversation. Yesterday we were laughing in Fort Collins, drinking some beer. But the one thing that we both know is that there are very few men who have at least one other guy in their life that they can talk to about their fears, about their dreams, about the things that piss them off, about the things that make them cry. And then we started talking about the benefits of having other men in your life. And you told me a story about what happens when you get home.
Yeah, so I used to tell myself the story that I couldn't go and do the things that I wanted to do. I couldn't travel, I couldn't explore, I couldn't have fun, because if I did all of that, she would be upset. She'd be upset that I was away, or that I was spending money, or that I was taking time or resources away from the family. And so I would stay home, and I would tell myself I couldn't go. And I would be resentful and butthurt about that. And I would blame it on her and the kids and the job and a variety of different reasons. And in this process, in this journey, I've learned to go out and explore and do the things that light me up and just have some quiet time to myself and spend time with myself and spend time with other guys. You know, I've traveled all across the country. I've been to London to the retreats.
Mexico.
Yeah. Even just getting together for a weekend with a couple of guys and just going out and camping, you know, has been reinvigorating. And what I've learned is that every time I come home, my wife is happy to see me. She greets me at the front door. She stands by as I set down my bags and take off my shoes. And she's just kind of like, all the cells in her body are kind of like there, attentive to the fact that I'm home. And that's amazing to me, because there was a very real time not too long ago where she wouldn't give me more than a one-word answer to questions. If I walked into the room, she would find a reason to walk out.
So this video message for you and for us to remind ourselves is this. If you found yourself coming out of COVID chained to your home office, chained to your kitchen table, chained to yet another crazy conversation about stupid crap or an argument with your wife, maybe the reason that happened is because you haven't gotten out of your comfort zone. You haven't found men who have earned the right to hear your deepest thoughts. You haven't found at least one man to have a conversation with that makes you feel differently, that makes you feel seen and heard and really understood as a man more than any other place in your life. And we're here to tell you, your kitchen table is not the place for that to happen. Mm-hmm. As much as you would love for your wife to be the best listener in the world, to make you feel validated and strong and wonderful, she's not wired for that. That's why dudes are needed in your life. Here's the one thing from this video. Find a tribe, find one man. We also want to be obvious here. We're inviting you into this community. Guys are meeting all over the world right now on this holiday weekend. We have guys up in New England, guys down south, guys in California. Everyone has somebody in their life in this community that they could talk to at any moment, either virtually or in person. We want to invite you into this community because it is the best thing that's happened to us, to our love life, our fun life, our work life, our parenting life, right? Yeah. And so this is the message. Find at least one man. And Charlie and I are here to tell you that we're ready and willing to take you in as soon as you're ready, brother. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.